Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Looking for the perfect First Communion, Confirmation, or RCIA gift? Consider a beautiful, heirloom quality, made-in-Italy rosary from Ghirelli. A Ghirelli rosary will be prayed with and cherished forever, guaranteed. Shop Ghirelli today. That's GHIRELLI.com.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello, 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 my friends. Here we are together again for another episode of Everyday Spirituality. I'm your host, Marge Steinhage-Fenelon, coming to you from my humble abode, from my home office in southeastern Wisconsin, where spring is doing its best to unfold, and we are all waiting and praying for some consistently warm weather, because it's been a long, long, cool spring for us with unexpected late in the season snowstorms. I know the whole Midwest has been experiencing this in other parts of the country as well. So praying for spring is what we're doing here in southeastern Wisconsin. And what I'm doing here is being very excited to talk to you about some interesting things and fun things going on in my life that will benefit you, I expect. I just got back from EWTN, from the EWTN Network Studios in Birmingham, Alabama. I was there taping a five-part series with Jeanette Williams, the host of Women of Grace. That is so well known. Jeanette is an amazing, wonderful, wonderful woman, so easy to work with. And together, for this five-part series, we discussed my book, Forgiving Mother, A Marian Novena of Healing and Peace, published by Servant Publications, Servant Books. We talked about this awful malady of unforgiveness and how to heal and find true peace after having been hurt or harmed by another human being. In my case, I had the experience of being raised by an abusive mother and bore some scars. I still do, but by the grace of God and through the intercession and love of our Blessed Mother Mary, I found forgiveness and healing and peace. I know it not only survived, I thrived from those experiences. And so it's part of my mission now to go forward and spread that message of forgiveness, healing, and peace, and to help others to achieve that through God's grace, and particularly, I think, through the love and tenderness of the Blessed Mother. I think we need both. for true healing, especially when we're talking about forgiveness and all of the things that come along with that. So that was one show that I was taping while I was down there. And the other show that I did was Bookmark with Doug Keck. And another, again, that team, the Bookmark team, just awesome. Just awesome people to work with. Loved it. Loved working with them. Doug and I talked about four of my books. One is Imitating Mary, 10 Marian Virtues for the Modern Mom. That's from Ave Maria Press. We also talked about 10 Promises of Jesus, Stories and Scripture Reflections about Suffering and Joy. That's from 23rd Publications. We talked about Forgiving Mother, which I just mentioned, of Mary Novena of Healing and Peace from Servant Books. And then finally, we talked about my brand new book, which I know I've mentioned on this show before, My Queen, My Mother, A Living Novena, A Marian Pilgrimage Across America. So all four of those books we fit in. And then we shot some Bookmark briefs, some little mini segments about the book. And those are all on my website, margefenelin.com. I have permission from EWTN to embed those in my website and share those with others. So you can find them there at margefenelin.com. Get to know a little bit about those books. Soon, as in a couple days from now, I will be once again heading to the airport, hopping on a plane, and heading out to Salt Lake City, Utah. Never been there. Never been to Utah. I am so very pumped. I will be the keynote speaker at the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women's Convention, annual convention for the tri-state area out there. Very, very excited. There's going to be hundreds of women there, and I will be talking about two different things. First of all, I'm going to be giving a presentation entitled, When's God Going to Show Up? Daily Doses of the Divine. That's one. And the other one is my very popular presentation, The Spirituality of Womanhood. So those two presentations. And then we'll be having lots of other events during those 3 days that I'll be together. I'll be there with them the 26th through the 28th. In any case, busy. Then I'm home for a few days and I'm off to Florida, and I'll talk about that in another podcast. But right now, what I'd like to talk about is the month that we're entering as I record this. So we are entering the month of May. The month of May. Now, there's all kinds of secular holidays or other kinds of holidays that take place in May. There's Memorial Day, there's Cinco de Mayo, but what I'm thinking about in terms of May is that in the Catholic tradition, May is known as Mary's month. Not just one day in May. The entire month is dedicated to our Blessed Mother Mary. And so the Catholic Church sets aside this whole month, May 1st to May 31st, to honor Mary, the Mother of God. That is a very special thing because there are so many graces available to us during this month of May. But I'd like to, before we talk about those things, I'd like to talk about a little bit where that came from. Where did this idea come from to honor Mary during the month of May? And what I discovered, I did some digging, what I discovered I think might surprise you, because it surprised me. So this idea of dedicating an entire month to Mary, this custom spans both centuries and cultures. with roots that go back as far as the ancient Greeks. Can you believe it? The ancient Greeks. So in early Greece, Mary's month of May, so May, was dedicated to Artemis, the goddess of fecundity. So the entire month of May was dedicated in ancient Greece to Artemis, the goddess of fecundity. In ancient Rome, May was dedicated to Flora, the goddess of blooms or blossoms. They celebrated what they called Ludi Florals, or floral games, at the end of April, and asked the intercession of Flora for all that blooms. So you have both ancient Greece and ancient Rome dedicating the month of May to goddesses. Now, the Blessed Mother is not a goddess. We know that. And we wouldn't even dare to equate her with ancient Greek or Roman goddesses. But it's interesting to me that they're women, and they're women who are very important to these cultures. And so they dedicate this entire month of May to these goddesses. So way back to ancient times. Well, in medieval times, similar customs abounded. And they all centered around the practice of expelling winter, because May 1st was considered the start of new growth. So it's all centering around the practice of expelling winter. That's medieval times. And during this period, the tradition of what they called 30-day devotion to Mary came into being. And this was also called Lady Month, as in Our Lady. Lady Month. And back in those times, it was held, Lady Month, or the 30-day devotion to Mary, was held from August 15th to September 14th. And in some areas, this is still observed. In some areas, they still do this. 30-day devotion to Mary, or Lady Month. The idea of dedicating a month specifically to Mary can be traced back to Baroque times. Not Baroque as in I don't have any money. Baroque as in the era. Although it wasn't always held during May, Mary Month included 30 daily spiritual exercises honoring Mary. So it's a month honoring Mary with a specific spiritual exercise for each day. So it's in this era, this medieval era, that Mary's month, remember Lady Month, and May were combined, making May then the month of Mary, with special devotions organized for each day throughout the month. Now, this custom became especially widespread during the 19th century. And it remains in practice until today. So that is where we get this idea, this custom of May being the month of Mary and honoring her in special ways. Now, what are those special ways? How do we honor her? You may or may not be fortunate enough to belong to a parish, a Catholic parish, that has a strong devotion, a strong love for our Blessed Mother. And some don't. But I hope you do, or I hope that you can find one. In many parishes, and I don't mean to leave your parish, I mean find to visit during this beautiful month of Mary and give her honor. So what are some of the things that are done? Well, in some parishes, there's daily reciting of the rosary throughout the month of May. Many parishes erect a special May altar, a May altar with a statue or a picture of Mary as a reminder of Mary's month. It's also a long-standing Catholic tradition to crown the statue of Mary during May. It's often called a May crowning. I'm really generalizing here, but I think many, if not most, dioceses have a diocesan or archdiocesan May crowning. Now, again, I can't guarantee that, but that's my experience from traveling and relating to other people. In any case, the crown is often made from flowers, from beautiful blossoms. And they do that as a representation of Mary's beauty and virtue. It also reminds the faithful to strive to imitate our Blessed Mother's virtue in their own lives. So there's a lot of meaning behind when you see those statues of our Blessed Mother in the churches or in the shrines or chapels, and you see the crown of flowers on her. That's what that is. It's a reminder to us to imitate as best we can her virtue in our own lives. And an obvious symbol of her virtue and beauty. So in some areas, the May crowning is a huge deal, huge celebration with an outdoor procession and a mass. Sometimes not a mass, but if you have any in your area, a May crowning, I would highly recommend you go and participate and soak up the beauty of this custom, because it's really awesome. May crownings are just awesome. But these things that I'm talking about, so May crownings and statues and daily devotions during May, you know, that's not just a church thing. That's not something that we just leave up to our parish to do without taking it upon ourselves to do something in our own homes. You know, in our homes, if you haven't yet, if you don't at this point have a prayer corner in your home, I strongly urge you to create one. Something simple. Just marking a spot in your home for God. In the German tradition, because I just don't understand how to pronounce the words. But in the German tradition, they called it the Lord God's Corner. And it would be a shelf in the corner with maybe a little statue, a picture, a crucifix, for sure, and maybe some holy water, rosary, maybe some other sacramentals, a candle, flowers. It would be the Lord God's Corner. And that is where the family would gather to pray. And the fact that it's always there, day in and day out, of course, is a reminder, first of all, that that home belongs to God. And second of all, whoever dwells there belongs to God. And it's a reminder for us to stop a second and pray. Say howdy to God. Say good morning or good night or good evening or good afternoon to our Blessed Mother. But it's a prayer corner, and it doesn't have to take up half your house. If you want to, you could dedicate a whole room. Wouldn't that be awesome? But a little place that really becomes that place where your heart quiets and you connect with God. Maybe you want to sit there in the mornings and read a little scripture. Or maybe you want to say your evening prayers there. But a prayer corner. Well, what we can do during the month of May is create a little May altar there. So if you don't, if we don't have a picture, a statue of the Blessed Mother, May is a perfect time to put one there in the prayer corner. It can be very simple. And if it's conducive, if you've got a statue or even you have a picture, you could make, or goodness, you probably could even find a little ring of, you know, little floral ring. I know you can find them in lots of different kinds of stores. And make of that a crown for the Blessed Mother and crown her with it during the month of May. Maybe you want to start right away at the beginning of May and allow her, ask her to wear that crown. So, you know, it could be so simple. It could be a little 5-minute thing. We're not talking about a whole ceremony. But you could simply, you know, this beautiful little crown that you have for her, and just go to her picture, go to her statue, and say, "Dear Mary, I want to honor you during the month of May. You are my mother. You are mother of the church. You are Christ's mother. You are beautiful and virtuous. I want to honor you with this crown. Please accept this crown from me. Amen." What did that take? Was that a minute? Maybe not even. So simple. So simple. And then put that crown there, either on the head of the statue, before the picture, in your prayer corner. You could put fresh flowers there, or even silk flowers if you can't get fresh ones. I've striven every May for decades, as far back as I can remember, to have fresh flowers in our prayer corner every day of May. That's been my personal promise to the Blessed Mother, my personal way of showing her special love and honor. So we don't have anything growing yet in our yard. Generally, we have flowers coming up by this time. Nothing out there. So I'm going to be buying some flowers and keeping those in fresh flowers in our prayer corner throughout the month of May. And when the first vase full dies off, then I'm going to have another one right in its place and keep going. And that's my personal way of making May special. We do have a crown for the Blessed Mother. We actually have a little wooden crown that hangs above her picture. A dear friend, a woodworker, made that for us. This beautiful little wooden crown that he painted gold with beautiful symbols representing the members of our family. And so we have crowned her with that crown. But I'm not asking you to do that. If you want to, that would be an incredible thing. Email me, marge@margefenelon.com. I'll let you know more about that and how to go about it. But in any case, please, please participate in this beautiful month. It's really so joyful. It's so joyful to have this whole month. We've got so much going on in May. You know, we've got spring is coming for real, it seems, we hope. And so things are growing and people are coming outside more. And you see the dog walkers and the old couples toddling along, walking together. And there's just a different sense of things. There's a difference in the air. And that difference can be our Blessed Mother's love if we allow it to be. To celebrate that. Wouldn't that be something? To celebrate her love for an entire month and to give her honor. So that's my suggestion to you. And I hope you do it. I hope you do it. I hope you set up a prayer corner if you haven't. I hope you, if you do have a prayer corner, you definitely give our Blessed Mother a special place there. And I also hope to hear from you. I would love for you to say howdy to me on Facebook. You can find my author page there at Marge Steinhage Fenelon on Facebook. You can also find me on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is at Marge Steinfen. Create a contraction out of my full name, Marge Steinfen. That's Twitter. I'm also Marge Steinfen on Instagram, and I will be posting pictures of my May altar throughout May. You can check them out. And my website, margefenelon.com. Lots of good resources there. And again, I'd love to hear from you, marge@margefenelon.com. Subscribe to my podcast. Share my podcast. Help me, please, to spread everyday spirituality. Let's together, let's reach out and help others to live their Catholic faith in a joyful, inspirational, simple, everyday way. Thanks for spending this time with me. I wish you a blessed, joyful, happy May. God bless you, my friends. Until next time.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.